Vayter and Shasfer and Daf Yud, picking up on the very top of the page, four words in, Tanur Rabbanan. Continuing on in the delicious world of Agadata, Zakta Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. So tell me, where did the world start from? So, Eretz Yisrael, Nivres Tchila, first Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael was created, V'chala Olam Kula, Nivra L'Basof, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ad Lo Asa Eretz V'chutzos, before he made the land and the chutzos, which means the outer lands, meaning to say that there was one land that was before them, and that was Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Mashko, so Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma, Kodesh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael by himself. V'cholom kula adi di shalach l'vesirul distu a shaliach. Shanem is a pasuk says, Hanosin matar al pnei oretz, who gives rain on the face of the land, and the rest of the pasuk spells out. We're going to see this a few times. V'shalach mayim al pnei chutzos, and it sent out water through the outskirts. V'shalach mayim al pnei chutzos, like the Gemara just says. Eretz Yisrael shosem megishamim, Eretz Yisrael drinks water from the rain, rainwater. V'cholom kula mitamsis, they all drink it from the leftovers. From the leftovers, from whatever's left over the clouds. They get the original, they get the leftovers. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Hanosin Mater al Pnei Aretz, that they give Mater al Pnei Aretz, which Mater is the main deal, which is the rain, and then it finishes off with Shlech Mayim, which isn't the same level of Mater, so it's just kind of leftovers. Aretz Yisrael shows that Tchil, it drinks first. Cholom Kulu L'Basof, and the rest of the world drinks only after the fact. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Hanosin Mater al Pnei Aretz, like the same pasuk we're using over and over. Mashal, La'adam, Shemagabal, Sagvina, a mashal, a person who's going ahead and he's kneading cheese. Now, we need cheese, you have the main parts of the cheese, and you have what's known as the whey, the stuff that comes like the liquidy stuff. No tells the ochel, he takes the main one, the main parts, the cheese, when he chabasolus and leaves over the psolus. So Eretz Yisrael gets the main stuff and he's left over with the psolus. Now, Zak the Gemara, let's go back to the discussion we had yesterday. We machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Where does the rain come from? Does it come from the ground, like Rabbi Eliezer says, and it gets evaporated, goes up to the heavens, goes up to the clouds, it gets cleansed, and then it rains down? Or does it come from Shemayim? Amar mar, mamtikin hein be'oven. They get sweet in the clouds. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Minali, where does he get this from? Dam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Cheshchas Mayim Ave Shechakim. We're going to play a nice little word game over here. And that is that the darkness of the water, the thick of the heavens, and it's talking about over here, meaning the thick clouds of the heavens. Ksiv, we have another Pasuk that says, Cheshchas Mayim Ave Shechakim. Cheshchas Mayim means something which sifts the water, a sieve of water. Again, Ave Shechakim, the thick of the heavens. And now we play the word game. Shkol kaf, you take the letter chaf from the word cheshchas, which means the darkness, ushdea resh, and you throw it in the place of where the resh is. So now it ends up being chashras, and ukari be chash. Chacharas. And then you read it as chacharas. Now Rashi points out there is no word chacharas unless you're Russian. And therefore, when you change chacharas to hacharas, which is like hechsher, meaning to prepare. So the clouds are preparing the water as it goes up. Rabbi Yoshua, Bahani Kroy, Maidoshabe, what does he learn from it? Because he learns out that the stuff comes from Shemayim, not that it's getting mukshar from the ground up in the heavens. He says, Savalaki had the chiasa Rav Dimi Omar. He holds like Rav Dimi said when he came. Amri Barav, he said, it says that they say in Eretz Yisrael, Nahor Anani, if you have clouds that are light, Zirin Mohi, then that means that the water is going to be very dakin. It's not going to be a lot of water. It's going to be less intense. Chashokanani, but if there are dark clouds, Sagin Mohi, then it's going to be a lot of rain. It's going to be very thick. Come on, Azahod the Tanya, how do we understand the following Bryce? Mayim El Yonin, Bamayim Erhim Tuluyim, the upper waters are Tuluyin, they're hanging b'maimer with the word of the Lord. Operaseim megisham, and their fruit is rainwater. Shenem is a pasuk says, Miprima secha tispa aretz, from the prayers of your action, of your actions, tispa aretz, the ground would be satiated. Come on, who's that going like? Sounds like Rabbi Yeshua. Like Yeshua says that everything's coming from the upper waters, from the rains coming from the upper waters. Rabbi Eliezer, what's he going to do with it? Yadav shel kodesh baruch hu d'chsev. Nah, let's talk about the ma'isa yadav of Hashem. Hashem created the world, but it's not coming to tell you where the source of the rain is. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol olam kulo mitam shes gan eden hu shosa. All the world drinks from the leftovers from gan eden. Shenem as a pasuk says, Nahar Yotze Me'eden, there is a river that came out of Gan Eden, Pasuk and Bereishis, and everything came out from there. Tana Mitamsis Beis Kor Shoset Tarkav. This is a nice little ratio move, and that is from the leftovers of the Beis Kor, a Tarkav drinks. that ends up being a base core is 60 times the three a Tarkov, which is three Kav. We change it over here to Perish Trey Vikav. Hainu Chatzi Saw Aruch. Aruch says so. It ends up being that three Kav is 1/60th of the Tarka of the base core, and similarly, the entire world is 1/60th of Gan Eden, and that's what they end up getting it from. Okay, now we're talking about measurements of places. Tana Rabbanan, Eretz Mitzrayim, have a dalid meos parsa, dalid meos parsa. That's a lot. A parsa is somewhere between 2 and 3 miles. So it's dalid 400 parsa, 400 parsa. Vahu echad mishishim b'kush, but that itself is only 1/60th of kush. V'kush echad mishishim ba'olam, it's 1/60th of the world. V'olam echad mishishim b'gan, the olam is 1/60th of the gan. V'gan echad mishishim l'eden, it's 1/60th of Eden. V'eden echad mishishim l'gehenim, it's 1/60th of gehenim. Nimsa at the end, that comes out, the kol olam kulo, you should remember this is a Gemara in Pesachim throwback. Nimsa kol olam kulo ke kisoy keder legehenim. It's like just a covering of the pot of Gehenim. Wawa wiwa. We understand this world is like tiny compared to like taking the whole world as a circle and putting it on the top of like a soda bottle. It just like covers the top of it. V'yeshamim, some say Gehenim in l'shir, there's no shir. V'yeshamim Eden in l'shir, some say that Eden has no shir. Frak the Gemara, Amar Rav Hoshaya, May d'siv, how do we understand the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which says, Shochanta almayim rabim, rabas otsaros. Bavel, who dwells by Mayim Rabim, great water, and Rabbas Otsaros, great is its Otsaros, its storehouse. In other words, it gets a lot of stuff that grows over there. Mi garm labavashu otsorseh maleos bar, what caused it to be that it's so full of grain? Haviyom Rivnesha Shochenes al Mayim Rabim, because it dwells by a lot of water. Amarav, Rav says, Asira Bavel, meaning it's rich, it's Ashira, the Chotzka below Mitra, because you're able to go ahead and get stuff without any rain. You can go and reap without any rain, because all the water comes down there. Amarabai, and Ikitinan, we have a tradition that Tovana Velo Yufshani, it's very full of water and it doesn't dry up because all the water comes down, it bubbles in the lowest area, therefore everything comes down there. Okie dokie, Zuck the next Mishnah. When do we start asking for rain? V'sein talamota levracha. B'gimel b'mar chesven sholen asa g'shamim. On the 3rd of Mar Chesven, you start asking. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he says, b'shiva bo. He says, no, on the 7th of Mar Chesven. Tes vav yom acher hachag. 15 days after the Chag, after Sukkot, Kadesh Agia Achron Shebisrael Napras, so that the last of those leaving, was talking about those are Ola the regular. Rashi says, Klomer, Kodem Bias Mayim Lenar Pras, Shurokach Yoser, so that the last of those that are coming back are able to get to the Nahar Pras, the Euphrates River. And if it started to rain too much, you wouldn't be able to pass these rivers, and therefore they had to wait till they got to that greatest, the furthest distance away. Amar Rabbi Lazar, halacha Rabbi Gamliel, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that is on the 7th day of Mar Chesvan. Tanya zog the braisa, Chananya Omer, he says, uba gola ad shisha mitkufa, in the gola, in the galut, in the diaspora, outside of Eretz Yisrael. There they wait 60 days in order to ask for it. Rashi says, "Abagol ain't shalom at shisha betkufa, because it's a place with namuchas, it's very low. Ain't suicha matar kochach, they don't need the rain yet. So therefore, you don't ask for it till 60 days later. Amar Rav Huna, Barchia Amar Shmuel, halacha kechananya, halacha where it goes according to Chananya in the Gola. Ain't he? Frak Amar, is it really true? Zayg zokt Shmuel. It says Amar Rav Huna, Barchia Amar Shmuel. You're telling me that he says that? Vaha bo minei Shmuel. They asked about Shmuel." Me'emas, when should you start to go ahead and matkirina and the Saint Talamata? When do you start saying the Saint Talamata levracha? Amalu says, "Mechi ma'ili tzive lebe tavus rishba." There was a guy by the name of Tavus. This guy was a hunter of birds. So they said, he said that you do it from the time that they bring the wood into this guy's shed. This is talking about for the rainy season, which means it's well before the time that you said it's not going to be 60 days. It says, Gemara, Dilma idi v'idi chatsiruhu. Maybe really it's actually one shear that this concept of taking the wood is 60 days. 60 days. In fact, the Gemara, Yibayluhu, Yom Shishim, the 60th day, Kilifnei Shishim, this is considered like the before 60, and therefore you don't ask for rain yet, or kil acha shishim, or that's when you start already asking. Tashma, Rav Amar Yom Shishim, kil acha shishim, considered like after shishim, therefore you start saying within talamata levracha. Ushmul Amar Yom Shishim, kil afnei shishim, therefore you do not start saying within talamata levracha. Amar Vnichem Yitzchak, v'sim aneich, and how are you going to remember who says what? Eloi boi maya, tatoi lo bo maya. Rav hung out more in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he needed water, and that's why he said yes, and Shmuel hung out in outside of there, and therefore he says, no, you do not need it. Amr of Papa, Hilchas, what's halacha? Yom Shishim, Kila Acher Shishim. The 60th day is considered like after 60, and that would be according to Rav. That goes like Rav. Okay, now we get to jump into the next Mishnah, which is what the Masechet is called, Tainus, fasting. Let's talk about fast days. Now, the fast days we're talking about over here is talking about when, let's say, you didn't have rain would fall, and there was a whole series of, depending on how much time passed and who, but then people would start to get involved with fasting. So says the Mishnah now, Higia Yud Zayin HaMachshel Chezron. Let's say it was already the 17th day of Chezron appeared. We got to there. Velo yardu gushamim, and it still hadn't begun to rain. Eschilo yechidim misan gimel tanyos. You have these yechidim that start to go and fast. Gimel tanyos. Most of Rashi already says a yechidim means chasidim, the pious ones. We saw it earlier in Daf Vav. So you have them that they go ahead and they start the process of three fasts. If you recall, in Davav, we had different machloksim about what are the three different rains that we're expecting. And this one goes according to the world of Rabbi Meir, who says that the 17th is already the third time period, and therefore we don't get it. We start to fast. If rain hasn't fallen, then they start the three fasts. They eat and drink after it gets dark, right? Once it finishes the fast at night. Also, mutarn b'malacha, and they're mutter to do malacha. Over a chitza, over sicha, v'nias a sandal, v'tashmish shamita. This is not like Yom Kippur over here. It's not like Tisha B'Av, but you can go on. You're allowed to do all these other things over here. You can, it is a mutter. With working and with chitza washing and sicha putting oil benil sasada putting on shoes tashmish shemitah relationships egiya rosh chodesh kislev edugusham. What happens if kislev already arrives and still rain hasn't fallen? Then bezin goes in shalosh tanios ala tzibor. Then it comes a little bit further. That's just as yechidim falls on the tzibor. Olchem v'shosin mishach hashecha. So they give three fasts. But they eat and drink when it becomes night. Umatarn b'malacha uver etzicha v'etzicha ubenilas and sandal uver tashmish hamita. Frak the Gemara. Man yechidim. Who are these yechidim? Amar Rav. Rav Huna. Rav Huna says rabbanan. These are the rabbis. Rav Huna said yechidim misanim shol shataniyos. They fast three taniyos. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, and then Monday. In fact, the Gemara, what's he teaching me? We know this already. This Monday, Thursday, Monday. My Kamash Malan, Tanino. We have this already straight up a Mishnah, which is coming up soon. The Tesvav Amud Beis, the Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ain goes in Taina Salatziba Betchila Bechamishi Shalola Hafkia Es Hashearim. We don't go and start the fast on a Thursday. We're worried that people are going to go in and raise the prices of the food, because if you go and you fast on a Thursday and then people start buying food in order to have enough to break the fast on Friday and then also food that you buy for Shabbos, everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, there must be something serious going on over here. Let's raise the prices. El Shalosh Tanios Harishonos, the first three fasts are set up, Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. So what exactly are you teaching me by saying this? We know this already. Says the Gemara, Ma'udatim, you would have thought, Hani mili tzibor. That's only telling me you're talking about when it comes to a tzibor. Ava yachid lo, we wouldn't say that it also applied to yachid. People aren't going to go and raise the prices. We shouldn't be worried about such a thing. Kamash malon, not like that. That no, even for the yachidim, we also don't go ahead and we don't start on Thursdays. We start Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Tayyam yachid, a bryce who supports us, kashi eschilo yachid l'masanos, when they start, mis anin, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, they do Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Okay, umafsikin berashi chadoshim, and they can go and they can stop these fasts, make a little break over there in Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, Shimcha Rosh Chodesh b'sheni v'chamishi, lachish yischil osanas, poskim taniseim, we stop their fasting. It makes a little bit of a break there. Be Flip, turn the page, Yud Amud Beis, Uvyomim Tovim, Aksuvim Megillas Tainis, and the Yom Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainis. Remember, we had the discussion about Megillas Tainis in the past. If, let's say, you have any of the days fall out over there that are on a Monday or on a Thursday after you already started, so then it stops the fasting. Tana Rabbanan, Al Yomer Adam Talmudani. A person say, I am a Talmud. Someone who really is a worthy person of being one of these yechidim who should be fasting before the tzibur, you shouldn't say, oh, I'm just a Talmud. Any roi lios yachid, I'm not roi fitting to be one of these yechidim. Ela kol tamidei chachamim yechidim. All tamidei chachamim are considered talmidim. Now, ezehu yachid ve'ezehu talmud. What's considered a yachid and what's considered a talmud? That these people have to go ahead, they have to be part of the fasting. As the Gemara, Yachid kol sheroi lemanoso parnas al tzibar. Yachid, and then, you know, this is like an individual, the chosen one. This is someone who could be the leader of the tzibar, right? Someone who goes ahead and has the ability to go ahead and understand halacha in a way that they could be leading the tzibar. Talmud, what's a Talmud? A level below that is called Kishoelim Osod Dvar Halacha Belimud Vomer. Someone who asks him something and that he's learning right now and he's able to explain and give an answer to that. Vafilu b'mesechas d'chala, even mesechas kala. If he's holding shtak in the halachas, even if it's a small mesechta, he still falls in that category. He should start fasting. Tana Rabbanan. Lokol rotsa lasos atzmo. Not everyone wants to go out and make himself a yachid oseh. Not everyone should say, oh yeah, I'm worthy to do such a thing. This is reference to tainius, so should behave in such a way. Talmud oseh. But, all right, or if he wants to make himself a Talmud, they should go ahead and make himself into a Talmud either. Rashi says, "Hatamidim osin atzman k'damin leel shakol hatamidim beruyin lekach ve'im be'mishum gasas haruach." Well, first we'll finish off the first one. And again, it says, "Tana rabbanan lo kol rotsa lasos atzmo a yachid." Not everyone who decides to say, "I'm going to be a yachid ose or talmud ose," it says, "Once a talmud can do such a thing." Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zakeh Zok Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi he argues, "Ose v'zach letov." He certainly can. Go ahead, do it. And v'zach letov is going to be considered good for doing that. L'vishe ain shevach hulo, because it's not a shevach, it's not a praise for behaving such a way. El etzai hulo, this is something which is going to be bad for him. A person goes in and fasts, and they're doing it in a way to go ahead as if they're gasas ruach, building a balgaiva. It's not a balgaiva over here. No one's going to think, oh, this guy's a balgaiva because he's fasting. Tani dach, we have another braisa, which goes and says, lo kol rotsa lasos atzmo yachid osa. Not everyone who wants to make himself yachid can do that. Talmud osa, divrei Rabbi Yishma ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he comes in, he says, "What are we talking about? But davar shel shevach. The only time a person is allowed to go ahead and make himself into these type of chashiva people is if they're doing for chashivas. They want to become greater. But davar shel tzar, it's coming into something which is going to cause pain to them to do it. Then osas is v'zachal tov, they could do it, and it's something which is positive. Shein shevach hulo, because it's not considered like a praiseworthy thing. Elat tzar hulo, this is something he's not going to walk away and get praised for it. He's going to end up being in pain for such an idea, and therefore you can go ahead and you can behave like that. Tana Rabbanan, Mishayim is Ana al Tzara V'Avra. Let's say someone goes and they fast for something, some sort of tzara, they fast for it and it goes away. Oh, look at that. Baruch Hashem, good news. Or Alecholov in Israpo, he's diving for someone who's sick and that person ends up getting better. Harezim is Ana Mashlim, make sure that you finish off the fast. He says he's going to fast for that. You don't only fast because of the fact that you're hoping that it's going to happen. You're only doing it in order that they get better. And if not, forget about it. We do it because we pledge ourselves that we're going to be doing this in order for then, okay, ultimately, yes, obviously you're doing it for that purpose, but you don't stop at the moment that it stops. You finish it off. Let's say a person goes from a place where they're not fasting to a place they are fasting. They should continue fasting with them. How about if he came from a place in Malkam Shemis Adam where they were fasting? And Malkam Shemis Adam, he goes to a place where they are not fasting. I raise him as Adam, Hashem, he should finish it off. It's like the Gemara Pesachim, Daf 50. Daf 50, remember Daf Nun, which speaks about taking the Chumra Malkam, Shahalach Hashem Avisham. Shachach V'Ochal V'Shasa. Let's say a person made a mistake. He forgot and he ended up eating. First case we brought up, he's going to a place they were not fasting. He went to a place where they are fasting, and then he ate accidentally. Al Yisrael b'fnei Yitzibor. He shouldn't go in front of the people and make it as if he ate. Rashi says, Shinir k'chassin bein avelim b'yiskanubo. People are going to look like a chassin in front of avelim. They're going to be jealous of him. So he shouldn't be seen like he ate. Val yanig idunim ba'atzmo. He shouldn't be starting eating all these delicacies. What should he do? He should continue fasting from there. Rashi says, Shalo Yomer, he shouldn't say, well, I already ate a little bit, so you know, might as well eat a lot. Shinemar, the Pasuk says that, where are you, Pasuk? Vayomer Yaakov Labanov, Yaakov says to his brother, Lamet Yisro, why are you all making yourself seen? Amar Lam Yaakov Labanov, Al Tiru Asmechem Kishatem Sveim, don't let people see you as you're saveh, as you're satiated, and as you're full. Rashi says, sheish lachem chitim harbe, you have a lot of wheat. This is during the famine, yet they had stuff. V'lo holchu ela b'shvil dover zeh, shlo lehisroz v'fnei b'nei eitzav, shehud tz'orim v'ro evim. They wanted to make sure that they're going, so people shouldn't think that they have everything. Lo b'fnei eitzav, v'lo b'fnei yishmal. Don't make it look like this in front of Esav and not in front of Yishmal, who again, they are in pain now because of this Rav Ba'aretz. Kedei shelo yiskanu b'chem, so they shouldn't end up going out and being jealous of you. Yaakov sent them down to go ahead and buy stuff, even though they really had stuff, so that people shouldn't become jealous of them and start looking at them. Okay, now we have another drasha that the Pasuk says, Al tirguzu b'darach, this is what was told to the kids of Yaakov, Yankov Avinu, don't become tirguzu. Like, don't get into, like, a back and forth too intense on the way. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Lehem Yosef Leachov, he's telling his brothers, Al tisasku b'dvar halacha. Don't get involved in an esek or dvar halacha, because shama tirguzu aleichem aderech. Maybe what's happening is you're going to end up getting lost. Rashi says, titu, you're going to end up getting lost because you're not going to be paying attention to where you're going. Ain't he? Is that really true? These tamid chachamim walking along, they shouldn't be steiging, shouldn't be learning. If Amar Rav Eloi b'brechya, shay tamid chacham shama halacham aderech, if two tamid chacham walking along the way, they ain't been able to, they don't have the retort between the two of them, or uyim lisarif, it'd be roy for them to get burned up. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, with the story of Eliyahu and Navi walking with Elisha in their final walk, of the story in Malachim. What happens is vahi heima holchem haluch v'dabed. They're walking on the road and they're speaking with one another. Vahini rechav eish v'susei eish, and there was a fiery chariot and fiery horses that came. V'yafridu bein shteim, and ended up separating the two of them. It split them up, And what do we learn from this? That Taima Dikadiva, the reason why they survived this and they didn't get burnt up from this fiery stuff is because they were involved in speaking the Torah. How lucky, but if they weren't doing the Rivim Mitzvah, sorry if it would have been right for them to get burned. So why are you saying before that he explained the means that don't get involved in your Livot? So it's Gemara Lokasha. Ha Lemigras, Ha Liyune. Of course, be gorious, you're learning. Chazer it over, say it back. That's great, but you don't have to get so into the learning and have such a back and forth where you're going to lose yourself. But when it comes to that's lemigras, as Rashi says, mivele ba'urcha, avav milse de mivele le'umune be, something you have to be ma'ayin in, then you're going to lose your way and you're going to end up in a bad place. So don't do that. Some understand a little bit differently. What does he mean when he says Al Tirguzu Bederech? It says Masista Tana Bonitana Braisa Al Tafsiu Psia Gasa. When you're going in the Derech, don't take big steps. Why? But because it's bad for yourself to do that. Vachnisu Chamaliir, and make sure that you literally gather in the sun in the city, which means when you're traveling, come into the city before it becomes nighttime to go out and chill over there. Rashi says, "Tam lanim v'shochem mederech b'ayaros hakhnisu le'ir." Go into the city b'od shacham azrachas while the sun is still shining. What's pshat about not taking these large steps? Al tafsiu psia gasa. Damar mar psia gasa tells echad mi'chamesh mos mimor einav shaladam. It takes away 1/500 of literally the light of the eyes of a person. Not good for the eyes to do such a thing. That's why in front of every Mikiddush, we look into the grape juice, look at the candles. That's supposed to be misrape. V'achnizu cham le'ir, you should make sure that you gather the sun into the city. K'drev yudam rav, like yudam rav. D'rev yudam rav. V'olam yitza adam b'ki tov. A person should always go out b'ki tov. Rashi explains that means that a person should yamtin atzayir, or wait until it's already light, it's outside. K'mo v'yar elukim esa'or ki tov. And he saw that it was good. So when it says that li'olam yitza adam b'ki tov, it means go out in the time when it's light. When it's light. Now when it's still dark outside, go when it's still light outside. Le'olam yitzalam v'kitov, v'ikanes b'kitov, and should come in v'kitov, which means come in while there's still light. Rashi says, Be'erev, bo'odshe chamazarachas, v'ein listem etzunin of bandits and criminals and thieves found there. Also, Rashi goes on another, gives another answer. He says, Inam yishal yipol b'boru, shouldn't fall into pits, into the cracks of the city, and also shouldn't come out that people are going to start to think you're a ganav, you're some sort of spy because of the times you're leaving. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Haboker or v'anoshim shulcho, the morning came and the men went out. This is when Yosef went ahead and he waited to send them out until it was already light out. More traveling advice. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Chia. Mahalik b'derech, someone's going along the way. He's going on the road again. Al yochel yosim mishnei ravon. You shouldn't eat more than he would during a year of a famine. He has to think about it like he's eat like a famine. My time, what's pshat? Hacha targimu mishom ayona. They explain over here because of a problem with the stomach, with the intestines. Rashi said, "Shelo yischalchelu me'ov shel adam b'rovi chilas v'petei torach haderech." You're walking along the way; it has an impact on your stomach. Therefore, don't eat too much. But Rav Amri and my Rav and Eretz Yisrael, they said, "No, the reason is mishum mezone, simply because of food. In other words, you want to make sure that you have enough food that's going to last you your whole trip. So there, and ein l'acharkach, therefore, make sure you eat a little bit. My bad. What's the difference between them? Both of them, nonetheless, are supposed to do that. Ikabinayo, the difference between them is beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph." I'm an Aleph. The difference is the Yosef Be'arba. We're talking about a person when they're traveling, they're doing it on a boat. In such a context, if he's sitting on a boat, then he has to be careful. Maybe he's not going to have enough food. But he has to be worried about the fact that maybe he's going to be in pain or something because he's on a boat. Inami, another answer is the Ka'azil Me'avna La'avna. We're talking about a case where he's going from one hotel to another hotel. Makom Malone. From one Malone to another Malone, in which case he's not worried about the fact that he's going to have food or food in every place. But maybe he should be worried about the fact of causing himself some sort of sickness. If Papa, call Parsa, Parsa, Achil Chadarifta. Papa, every Parsa you walk to used to eat a loaf of bread. That's intense, right? Kasavi, he held Mishumayana. He said the reason why there's a problem is because of Mayana, because of the stomach. But he didn't have a problem with that because he was a big man. Therefore, there was no issue that arose. Okay, my friends, we're not done, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.